talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we go, a getaway Friday, Friday, January the 18th, 2019. You are tuned into the Exchange Club. Marge Hazlett, talk with her this morning. She's out feeling a little bit under the weather, but she'll be back with us next Friday, so we look forward to that. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs with us, and here's the weather report. It's going to snow tomorrow, and you will be okay.
No,
you'll be
really?
Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's all you get. You want to talk some more about the weather, Charlie?
No.
You sure?
I am so
tired. I heard you were all about the weather.
I'm so tired of the weather. And to think that years ago, that was my main thing.
Brandy, what do you think of the weather?
I mean, I'm from Michigan, so this doesn't bother me.
You like this type of weather?
I do like the snow. I can't wait. My kids are going to go out and build a snow fort. It's going to be great.
Well, we'll start here with the more important stuff, and then we'll move on to the less important stuff, which is the more fun stuff. Oh, by the way, I did want to do this, because one of the questions I had the other day, trivia questions, two of them. One was, can you sing the Oscar Mayer Baloney song? And can you sing the Toys R Us song? And when I came in this morning, there were like four or five messages, people singing on the answering machine. Now, if you can sing the Oscar Mayer Baloney song, or you can sing the Toys R Us song.
Oh, my.
I know. Call in 740-383-9944 before 1 o'clock, and we will give you a free value meal to McDonald's.
Okay, now I've got another question. A local company bought Toys R Us inventory. A local company.
I know the answer to that.
Oh.
Okay. I think I know the
yeah.
answer.
Oh, okay.
Ollie's. That's too easy. Ollie's. Ollie's.
Yes. Okay. Boy, that's a bunch of money.
But do you know the Toys R Us song?
No.
It was their commercial. Do you know it, Brandy?
I might know it.
Now, everybody should know the Oscar Mayer Baloney song.
I think so.
Really?
That's been out there forever.
Hmm.
Different from the Orson Bean Baloney song.
What is Orson Bean Baloney?
Well, you'd have to hear it. You'd have to, but it is called the Baloney song. Yeah. Anyway, if anybody knows the answers, there you go. Now, the government's still shut down, and I don't think there's going to be a State of the Union in the typical way next week because
that tickles me. Nancy Pelosi, you know, she would normally sit right behind Trump giving his State of the Union. And can you imagine Trump putting her down and she's right behind him?
Well, this is interesting. I'm glad you bring that point up, Charlie. Why doesn't he put her down? She has busted his body. She's more than anybody.
Well, he put her down the other day.
No,
he's
never done a negative comment. He's not given her a nickname. He's never nailed her in a tweet.
But
why is that?
He walked out on her, though.
No,
everybody's talking about that.
But then he said he didn't. He came back and said
he
didn't.
He did.
Well, he's lying?
He said, you know.
Shocker.
No, he lied.
Well, maybe so.
Because they said he got up and walked out, and he said, no, I didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that.
That's what he said.
No, he said about the fence.
Right.
And unless the deal was, if she wasn't going to
Doesn't he attack her like he attacked Hillary, like he attacked Maxine Waters, like he attacked... He even congratulated her when she won the House. What is it about her?
Because he thought at that time she might approve...
But even now, there's no nickname. He doesn't attack her. Why is that?
I don't know. You'd have to convince me he doesn't attack her.
Well, what attacks have you seen?
I've just seen comments on the media, at least.
That he's made about her?
Oh, yes.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't
have you
remember.
Heard any, Brandy?
I mean, he goes after her a little bit, but you're right. He doesn't have a nickname for her, which is unusual for him. And I don't know if it's that she intimidates him, or I really don't know. But
well, her daughter said that. What was the quote her daughter gave a few weeks ago? That she will cut your head off before you bleed.
I can picture that.
Yeah, and I think that's what Trump sees. But well, you got to remember what prompted him walking out of that meeting. He walked in and said, "Nancy, you're going to give me."
She would not negotiate.
Well, I don't know about that. I think we got to tell the truth that he walked in and said, "Are you going to give me my wallet?" She said, "No."
So yeah.
Charlie's so shook up over this, he just knocked the mic right on the floor. Hey. No, but how did? Now, see, here's the perception of life. Charlie saw that as Trump telling her where to go. Now, Brandy, how did you see that meeting? Completely different.
I don't think we have an entirely clear picture of what actually happened in that meeting. There's a whole lot of stuff flying around about that.
I know she needles him. I've never seen anybody do that before.
Did he give her permission to board that 757 U.S. Air Force jet to Europe?
Because she disinvited him.
No way, Jose.
And then he leaked that they were going to go on the commercial flight. And then the security had to come out and say, now it's too dangerous for you guys to go. You'll be endangering the troops. You'll be endangering all the civilians on the commercial flight. So you're going to have to postpone it.
Wasn't a good move.
He said, though, since you can't fly with the Air Force, if you want to go privately, you want to buy your own ticket, go right ahead.
But they said no.
He didn't say no.
No, but
he gave her a suggestion.
But shouldn't he know that you should not do that?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, he should. He's the president of the United States. He's the commander in chief. He absolutely should know that. And I mean, do you think it's a matter of national security, Charlie, that he would leak that? And I mean,
I don't know.
That's endangering our troops.
What? Her flying?
No, him telling people that there's a delegation flying to this particular airbase, and if there is somebody who wants to try and take out Nancy Pelosi's delegation, the troops are going to be there with her.
Now, what he really said, though, if you want to buy your own ticket, go ahead.
Yes, but then he also leaked later on, Nancy Pelosi's deputy chief of staff came out and said that Donald Trump, not only did he put out the information about her military flight there, but then the next morning, he also put out the information publicly about their commercial flight there, which is why they ended up postponing the trip.
It wasn't a smart
move. She didn't have the money to buy a commercial ticket?
No, she did. They were going to fly commercially, but then he put out the information, and the security people said it is not safe to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he
finally got to her.
No, I don't think
he did.
I don't think
I think that she got to him when she said, well, you're not coming to Congress to give the State of the Union. And then all of a sudden he says,
but
now,
can she stop him from doing that?
Yes, that's
she can.
Her chamber.
Yes, it is. And she has stopped him.
Wherever he gives that address, though, wouldn't she sit behind him?
No.
No?
She's not going to the Oval Office, and she said you can do it in writing.
I get to see the TV cameras focusing in on her expression when he said anything at all about her.
Well, this goes to prove
that would needle him, too, because he loves nothing more than being the center of attention. If they were focusing on Nancy Pelosi, he would lose it.
See, this is what's wrong with this country. 50% of the people think Trump's an idiot. 50% of the people think Nancy Pelosi's an idiot. And we don't get anything solved. You know what? They're both acting like babies. They're both acting like little babies, and they need to open up the government.
I give him credit for standing up instead of backing down.
Well, see, that's good. Well, you know what? While they go on calling each other names and while they go on disinviting people to things, people will continue to not be paid. People continue to not make their things. The FDA continually will not be operated. Why don't they actually talk? I don't care who says what to who.
But hey, who was going with her to all these other countries, by the way?
I don't know.
A big security risk?
There was an entire delegation of other Congress people going, so it's always a security risk when you have a portion of our Congress going
across. But it's time to stop. This is stupid. These people have... Okay, she disinvites him, and then he says you can't do this, and then I don't care. You know what? They're both still getting money.
I think a lot of it has to do, too, with he's not going to let some woman rule the roost. Tulane.
Well, I don't know if that's a... Well, maybe that's the problem, is that she is right now stopping him, and he doesn't like it.
But he stopped her.
Well, but she's... The big issue is, I want my wall, and she's saying no. That's what this is all about. The other is just folderol.
But why... And didn't you mention this, too? The Democrats were all for the wall some time back.
I never said that.
When did they change their attitude?
The Democrats have offered to build the wall when DACA was on the table and the Dreamers were on the table, but that's not back on the table right now. I don't understand why he just doesn't declare a state of emergency. It'll get tied up in the courts, the government will open back up, and that'll be that.
And everybody will live happily forever after, huh?
Look, the House, I mean, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House have done their job. They've passed bills to open the government back up.
I think 17 to open the government back up.
It's the Senate and Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump who are holding the government hostage right now. Uh-huh. And the pay of these, and they're the ones that are refusing to open it. It's not Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. They've done their job. They've passed their bills.
They're little angels.
Well, no,
it's not
I think...
about them being angels. These are facts. They've done what they were there to do, and the other side hasn't. The Senate, senators calling for Mitch McConnell, please, to hold a vote. And he held a vote on something else, but not a vote to open the government.
Well, the bigger,
why not?
Well, here's my belief, and it's only my belief. The reason he doesn't attack her heavy is because in the end, she's going to be the one who can start impeachment proceedings on him. Yeah. And I think that's why he doesn't attack her.
So.
Very good point.
And I also agree and think that this morning's news is going to be much bigger once this storm passes, because this morning it was reported that Michael Cohen will say in open court
heard that several times.
That President Trump himself said lie to Congress about the Moscow project.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying he did, but I hope he didn't.
Didn't he tell supposedly... about Russia messing up the polls, which I always told you,
it was Michael Cohen messing
up
the polls.
He was messing up the polls.
It wasn't, but that's not the actual news here. Michael Cohen has been saying for a while now that Donald Trump directed him to lie. The real news, the thing that's got everybody talking this morning, is that not only did he lie to Congress, but that the Mueller team has proof that they have other witnesses, they have documents, they have texts, they have internal emails showing that that is actually
the
case.
When are they going to release that?
Well, if he directed him to lie to Congress, that is not only impeachable, that's prosecutable, and that will be the end of President Trump. And so I hope he didn't do it. For all you people who love President Trump,
I hope
he didn't do it.
I hope they put Trump in prison forever to satisfy you Democrats.
Now, what do you mean you Democrats? I am middle of the road.
Oh, yes, I
middle
saw
of the
you.
Road. Middle
yeah,
of the road.
Right.
All I'm saying is I hope he didn't do it. Because if he did, that's going to be the ending.
Well, so what? It'd be the end of him. Who's going to take over after that?
Pence,
some angel,
would.
Mike some
Pence.
Angel that
I,
came down from
I,
heaven.
Listen, I hope he didn't do it. I hope he was smarter than that.
Do you want a criminal in charge of the country?
Because
I sure don't.
Well,
I don't think he's going to go to prison. Let's just had Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon. Who was the other one? Andrew Johnson, was he the other one?
Yeah, but I don't think any of them. Were this deep in the soup. Bill Clinton lied about a sexual act. Richard Nixon, nobody's still sure if he actually ordered the Watergate break-in. He just covered it up.
Right.
And Johnson, he was the same thing as Clinton. He was never convicted in the Senate.
So Trump's the only one that's been a criminal.
To the degree that you could be prosecuted when you leave office and it's unpardonable, yes.
But I don't think he'll go to prison. I think we give a lot of deference in this country to presidents, and they tend to
just can't imagine that you would tell your lawyer, as a sitting president, I don't believe he did it. I'm going to say this, because I don't believe anybody could be that unastute to tell your lawyer to go in front of Congress and lie. I don't think so. If he did,
if that's the
we'll
truth,
see.
That's right. So I hope it's not true, because that will be a disaster for him. So that's that. But In any event, the only other little politics.
Yeah,
I
last week was more fun talking about. Sex.
We're going on to
Marge, come back.
Listen,
please.
Hold on. We got one more story here to cover. What was Rudy Giuliani saying the other night when he was on the Cuomo show?
I heard that several times.
Yeah, but what was he talking about?
Rudy Giuliani doesn't even know what Rudy Giuliani is talking about.
On the show the other night said, I never said that the Trump campaign didn't collude with Russia. Now, what? Is he saying they did?
Has Trump ever did anything good?
Yes,
he has.
Yeah. Why do you think he's
done everything? Well, you wouldn't think so, because all you hear...
But this is his lawyer.
The nightly news every night is 10 minutes of slamming Trump.
Okay, but if somebody commits a crime, you don't go, well, you know, they've done a lot of really good things in their life, so let's just not talk about the fact that they committed a crime. That level of deference is not given to anybody else in this country except Donald Trump, apparently.
Ooh, not yet. That puts him number one.
Well, there you go. The government will stay shut down, but I do predict the government will be open by January 29th because both sides know that when February 1st hits, mortgage payments will be due, rent will be due, car payments will be due, and that'll be 1 month without a check for these people. The government will be open by January 29th. And my guess is it'll be open by January 29th. Because
can I make a note of that?
Write it down. Because that's State of the Union Day, and I think Trump does want to get up in front of the crowd and say, I got the government back open. So I believe what will happen, here's my prediction as Kreskin, I believe he'll declare a national emergency so he doesn't have to say I backed off. It'll just go to the courts. The wall will never be built. We'll never see a dime of that built. Pelosi will get to say she never backed off.
And
it'll satisfy
both.
No, and then she'll sit behind him at the cop. She'll sit. Here's what'll happen. We'll have the State of the Union on the 29th, and every time he says something, the Republicans will stand up and clap, and the Democrats will sit on their hands, and that'll be that.
They always do.
Predict it.
The Republican Democrat never acknowledge one another.
Now that we got the but what was Rudy talking about when he said, I never said they didn't collude?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
I don't think he knew.
He just rambles. He's got diarrhea of the mouth. He doesn't even think about what he's saying. It happens every single time he goes
on
one of these interview
loops.
It's just awful.
Now that we've gotten all the important stuff out of the way, we can slap that away.
Oh, no.
We're going to go back to The Bachelor because last week we did not have a lot of information. We didn't even know the guy's name. I've not seen the show, but the man's name I found out is Colton Underwood.
You mean the virgin?
The virgin. Well, okay. 26-year-old virgin. Now, here's why there's a story this week, because somebody on that Bachelor show, one of those, you know, women, what do you call them?
And they said, he's
what
not
do you
a virgin.
No.
I was with him.
Here's the thing, because he apparently has had past relationships, being 26
how do you
years
know?
Old. Well, he's admitted it.
Relationships.
Yeah, but hold on.
Oh, okay.
Here's the quote. Here's the quote from somebody on The Bachelor show. We can go back to Trump if you want. There's lots to talk about there. Here we go. Here's what he said. He said, I think Colton will realize he needs a girl in his life that is more bold and confident and will take a bit more of the dominant role, the interior designer said on the Monday, January 14th episode of ABC's dating series. I think that Colton is looking for a girl that can take charge and take control, even if he doesn't know that he's looking for that. I think that's what he needs. Now, hold on, there's more to this quote here, if I can get the rest of it. But essentially saying his last girlfriends were not aggressive is the point. And that's why is what he is. So the point is...
For Pete's sake.
Oh, wait, here we go. Here's the rest of it. I think we just got the rest of it here. Yeah. The rest of it was... oh, my gosh, where is it? Okay, she added, I totally think that Colton's past relationships, they weren't very aggressive girls. They weren't very dominant girls. And they didn't work out for him for a reason. I'm the only one who challenges Colton. And I excite him. And I make him nervous. There you go.
Boy, Dorothy Kilgallen couldn't.
Dorothy Well, in her day when she had her mink coat on.
No, she... Well, I never saw a homelier person on television.
Oh, Charlie.
Really? You never saw Aunt Bea on Andy Griffith?
Yeah, I watch her every night.
There are plenty of homely men on television.
But now, wait a second. Now, let's talk about The Bachelor here, because we did a lot of this last week.
Yeah.
Now, he's 26 years old. He claims he's a virgin. Okay. Charlie and I disagree with that totally. Now, this girl's saying he had past relationships, because now he's admitted on the show that he did have girlfriends in the past. But this woman says his past girlfriends weren't aggressive enough, and she can show him what he needs.
But you see what all this is about? Money.
Money?
Listenership. Viewers. They're
for The Bachelor,
they're
yes.
creating a scene to get people to, I gotta watch.
Yeah, but
gotta watch The Bachelor.
But the big
Bachelor. Bachelor, yeah.
Boy, if you could just change that a little bit, this is a real risky show. But do you believe that that was the problem? We know what she's alluding to. I mean, let's get right down to brass tacks here. That if he truly is a virgin and he had girlfriends in the past, that obviously they weren't take charge
that
girls.
That somehow it's their fault?
Yeah, that's
I mean, I got
from that.
He is a grown man. Uh-huh. He makes his own decisions about what he does with his body and when he does it. That is the end of the story. He doesn't need a woman to come along and tell him this is what we're going to do. He's a grown man.
No, the hairdresser says differently.
Ugh, no. This is ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
But the agency doing all this is telling their future customers, look what we're doing for The Bachelor. Look at the audience we're developing for The Bachelor.
Yeah, but see,
that's
why we're talking about it, because they're basing it in a lie. And I think that's wrong to deceive the American people and pretend.
But you don't have any proof that they're basing it in a lie. You only have your personal feelings on the matter.
Think how much more they can charge for a commercial on that show.
Yeah, but is the American public.
Virginity lets you charge more for a commercial?
No, yeah. But that's
absurd.
The thing.
Because you've got that many more customers watching.
Gosh.
Do you think that the last episode of this show will not see him no longer be a virgin? Is there any chance that that's not going to end that way?
Well, you'll probably see him in bed with some woman.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. And that's what it's all about.
I'm not watching any of it.
It's crazy. Me neither.
I don't care.
Well, I haven't watched any of it either. But I think it's wrong for somebody to try to boost their ratings by saying that a 26-year-old football player is a virgin, which is exactly what Charlie is talking about.
But ratings are boosted all the time in different ways.
But not to lie.
Sometimes by your lawyer.
What about the Big Brother? The Big Brother.
Well, they can get all those lunatics on Big Brother if they want, but I'm saying this is a lie, and it's a lie that you can't challenge.
But you don't know if it's a lie.
Oh, do you believe it, Charlie?
Well, how do you know it's not?
How do you know it is?
Yeah, really?
Well,
how
here's
do you know?
What I'm saying. There's more reason for it to be a lie than there isn't. Okay, how many 26-year-old football stars who have dated girls in the past do you know that are virgins?
I don't know.
Few.
Do you talk to all?
Yes, I've taken
a
poll.
I don't go around saying, are you still a virgin?
Well, that's exactly, and that's a whole other point. Why would you go on national television to tell everybody that you were a virgin?
Well, because it's a relationship show.
Ratings.
There it is.
That's a different
ratings.
Thing. Well, so, yeah, of course it has to do with ratings.
Right, and if he wasn't a virgin, it wouldn't be nearly as ratings worthy.
Yes, but but he can also get the ratings and actually be a virgin. That is possible.
Maybe.
How do the producers know?
Well, they don't know, but look, you don't know that, you don't have any proof that he's not. They don't have any proof that he is. We have to believe what he says. It's
we
his.
We do?
Yes.
No. Because I bet you his ex-girlfriend here is going to be getting angry because this girl's throwing some barbs her way.
Well, I mean, have any of his ex-girlfriends come out and said this is all a lie?
Well, they probably paid him off.
Oh, jeez.
You don't think they...
Oh,
well,
man.
This girl says she's going to get it taken care of,
well,
apparently.
Good luck.
She's a hairdresser.
What's that, being a hairdresser? What's that?
Well, I don't know her name. She's the hairdresser on the show, if anybody's keeping up.
I find it a little bit gross, personally, to, like, I would never, if there was a man who I was interested in for whatever reason, who said that he was a virgin, and we still don't know why, like, if it's like a religious conviction or something, right? We haven't heard that. If that's the case, I would not be like, you know what? I'm going to make sure that he's not by the end.
There's about 15 girls on that show.
You realize 20 years ago we wouldn't be talking this way on radio?
Oh, I think Dr. Ruth was on 20 years ago.
Oh, not that much.
Well, it doesn't really... This show wouldn't be on television 20 years ago.
They didn't talk about virgins on...
That's right.
Until we come to The View on TV.
You had to go to the witness relocation program if you were a virgin. You couldn't have that going around.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you put it on television.
Unless you were a woman, of course. And then
if
you
this
had
was
a, to
if
be
If this
virginal.
Was an ugly guy, do you think this would be a big story?
No.
No. There you go.
So you're saying because he is attractive... that he can't possibly be a virgin.
I'm saying if you put a gold brick in a room full of thieves, that brick might be a temptation.
Women are not thieves.
No, I'm not saying they're thieves, but I'm saying if you've labeled this guy as a 26-year-old virgin and you drop him in a house with 15 women point is to marry him, that's the whole name of the show, The Bachelor, you've created a problem.
Well... Yes, but talking about his past escapades or the lack thereof, he doesn't have to have slept with a woman just because he is attractive. He makes his own decisions about his body and how to use it in
when. But he's on the horns of a dilemma now, because does he defend his past girlfriend or does he stick with this narrative of nonsense?
Well, I guess... None of us will see because we don't watch the show.
We don't watch the show, but I'll tell you, I just think it's a sad day when this show, which is obviously in ratings trouble, use this to up the ante.
Every episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, they come up with a story to attract attention.
But I'll say
every single one.
Here's how you know he's not a virgin, because No, I'm telling you. Because all these girls and all these guys who have been on this show, Bachelor, Bachelorette, none of them have ever said they were a virgin. So, obviously, this is not a common thing. Now, that being said, it took them 20 years to find a virgin. I'm sure they would have went with it in season one. It's very appealing, I guess, to the audience.
I don't know. I mean... Maybe it's the Tim Tebow effect. Maybe they think
now
that...
Oh, is he a virgin too?
Well, he was waiting for marriage. I don't know if he still is. But, you know, maybe they saw how people reacted to him and...
And they said, we've got to lie.
Well, no, they said we have to find ourselves a virgin. They do exist. Men out there, if you are 26 or older and you're still a virgin, it's okay. Don't listen to Scott.
Was that a classified ad?
Yeah, no.
We need a 26-year-old virgin to get this show moving.
I just don't like sitting here like... it sounds like shaming a man for...
No.
You're saying it's impossible. Can't possibly be an attractive 26-year-old man could still be a virgin. You don't believe it could possibly happen.
Brandy, that's not what I'm saying at
then
all.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that there you can be a virgin until you're 49. You can be a virgin until you're 60. That's fine. I don't care what you do behind closed doors. But what I'm saying...
But Scott won't believe you if you tell him that.
No, I won't believe you if you go on a television show and drop yourself into a house with 15 women who think they need to be aggressive. A virgin is a virgin
because... Well, only one of those women is saying that, right?
Okay, let me just give you my thinking on this, okay? If you are a virgin for a religious or just a personal belief, okay, and you've made it to 26 being a virgin, you don't call up ABC Television and say, put me in a house with 15 women. We'll be in the pool naked. We'll be out on the thing naked. Virgins don't think like that. Does he think he's going to find the Mother Mary in this show? I mean, let's
be serious.
Maybe
he's not looking for the Mother Mary.
Have any of these women claimed they're virgins?
Oh, God, no. No. And that's the thing. That's why there'll never be a female bachelorette who says she's a virgin.
Can I write that down somewhere?
That's true. Put that right next to the government shutdown will be over by January 29th.
And the Dorothy Kilgallen's looks.
Dorothy Kilgallen was murdered.
Scott.
No, but I don't believe that there'll ever be a virgin bachelorette, even though it's going over big with The Bachelor, because... You could check that out, which I said last week, but it's true. You can't?
It's not 100%. We need to have a gynecologist on this show.
Oh, no, we don't.
And a urologist wouldn't hurt either.
You know what's interesting? Years ago, I remember there was a family member of mine who was old and dying. And she was a very spiritual woman, you know, of the Catholic religion. And one of her children, she had five children, went to her on her deathbed. And I don't know how the conversation got started, but the woman all of a sudden said, "I'm a virgin." And the daughter said, "Well, Mom, you can't be a virgin. You had to be with Dad at least five times." And she said, "Well, yes, but I never participated." So maybe that's what this guy is. He just never participated in any of this action.
Boy.
She said that. She.
What a deal.
I wasn't her.
Oh, boy. Charlie.
No, that's what she said. So, God bless her heart.
So you brought up Big Brother, right,
yeah,
Charlie?
That's an awful show.
I've never seen it.
That's awful.
Is Anthony Scaramucci going to be on there?
Good for him.
You know, he follows me on Twitter.
Oh, does he? Oh.
Now, I'm wondering if the lady that MCs Big Brother.
Oh, she's gone now.
Is she gone?
She's gone.
I know she's gone from The View, but is she gone from Big Brother?
I think she'll be gone from Big Brother because her husband is no longer the president of CBS. Yeah, Julie Chen. But that's another show that's nothing about it. That show's about sex, too. They got those green cameras in people's bedrooms.
Did he ever say he was a virgin?
Scaramucci?
Definitely no.
Now, wait a second.
He has children.
Maybe he didn't participate.
Gosh.
No, but that's what that show's about, too. You get all these young people. Why don't you get a bunch of old people and put them in the house and let's see what happens.
That would be a funny show.
Gruesome. But you know what? Because it's not scintillating. It's not provocative. It's not, you know, all that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Old people don't. It'd be just people sitting around drinking coffee talking about the old days.
I don't know. I know some pretty interesting old people.
Has there ever been a Big Brother where somebody didn't hook up on the show?
I've never seen a single episode.
I have no idea. I used to know somebody who watched this show quite a bit, so I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and that's all that show was about, was people dating, and then they got all upset when their person got sent home. That's all it is.
Was there a lot of LGBTQ, RSV?
Some of them. Yeah, there was some of that in the house. But that's all television is now. That's how you get ratings in television. You've got to be provocative.
Sex sells.
Well, why do you think the soap operas? That's really, they go a long way in the afternoon.
It's all for the acting, of course.
Is that what it is? I just don't think that I wish that TV could be more wholesome. I wish it could be
more. Nobody would watch.
See, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I personally go back. When I'm like, I just want to veg out, I'll go back and watch some Mr. Rogers, some Andy Griffith.
Yeah, there was wholesome TV and people watched it.
But I never liked Mr. Rogers.
What?
No.
Oh, I
never
loved
did.
Him.
Okay.
I mean, I like that Mr. McFeely came. He's a nice man, but I never watched that show.
We can't be friends anymore.
Never
Scott.
Did.
Yeah. Well, I watched every episode.
I couldn't, you know, he to me, he was just not entertaining. No, I watched Sesame Street because they were singing and there was...
Bunch of dummies.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. You know, they taught you how to
Very good.
Count
yeah.
to ten in Spanish. What did Mr. Rogers teach?
He taught
a lot.
Emotion.
Oh, yeah.
He was very calming. I don't think it was... I mean, there were the puppets and that was entertaining, but I think that for a lot of kids, he was like a safe harbor from
God bless
a very
him.
Strange world.
I don't know. I just don't even remember him being on, to be honest. He was on when I was young, but I don't remember. It was like on during the day. I couldn't watch him. I was in school.
Okay.
That's true. I
don't recall when I watched him. I just know that I
Well, I mean,
did.
I've seen him since because of Mr. McFeely, but what can you do? None of these people would approve of this Bachelor show.
I've got three daughters that I watched every episode with.
Of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good educational show, I think. I just think it didn't, you know, I think for a lot of people he was not entertaining.
Yeah.
Like in front of a group of like I saw him on a few talk shows, and he just was not the most entertaining guest there ever was.
I don't think you always need bombast to be entertaining. I find Mr. Rogers to be lovely.
But,
I don't know.
Well, I think he's a nice man. I think he was a Absolutely. Nice man.
I yeah. enjoyed the but shows, though. Even as a yeah, child, like, that was one that I definitely watched and didn't. And I liked Sesame Street,
sure.
And I liked, well, I don't think you guys got it down here, because I grew up in Michigan, so we got the best of both worlds. We got the U.S. channels, and we also got some Canadian channels, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. So we had, like, the Polka Dot Door and Mr. Dress-Up, who I think were both Canadian.
Mr. Dress-Up?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He dressed up.
As?
He had a trunk, and whenever there was a problem, they would go to the trunk, and they would pull out costumes. There were puppets, and, you know, and they would all dress up, and they would act out a scene to work out the problem. It was
None of this would float today. This wouldn't even see the light of day. go to a trunk and get a costume?
It was wonderful.
For the younger generation, I watched some of the children's with stories this morning with my grandson, my tiniest grandson, and they love the children's programs.
How well, old
I think you have to have children's
grandson?
Programs, yes.
How old is your youngest grandson, Charlie?
Four.
Four. That's a good age. I love the age of four.
I got him from 4 to 18.
Well, it's nice.
Some of the kids' shows today are pretty weird.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't do any teaching.
There's the one that's full of all kinds of effects. It's on later in the afternoon. What do they call it? The Mod Squad.
Uh-huh.
Isn't Sesame Street on HBO now?
I
think it moved over to HBO or
it's
something.
On, no, it's on, well,
maybe the repeats
it's on public television.
Maybe the repeats are on public television.
It's on Channel 34 in Columbus.
But I think the new ones are on
34.1, 34.4. Either one.
Well, yeah, but PBS is a good channel. They have a lot of educational programming, and I think what they do is very good. You just have to find what you like. I don't think everybody likes Mr. Rogers. I don't think everybody likes Sesame Street. I think you find the one you like, and you go with it. It's better than watching mindless cartoons.
Well, what were your favorite childhood
shows? Well, I say I watched Sesame Street. I remember that. And outside of that, I think I was in school during the day. What did you watch?
You didn't have Saturday morning
cartoons? Oh, yeah, yeah. I liked Alvin and the Chipmunks. I thought that was a good show. Very educational. They used to have a trunk where they dress up in costumes every time there was a problem.
Pee-wee Herman's one I
liked. Oh, I loved Pee-wee
Herman. But he was not educational at all.
No,
that show was very...
He was silly and absurd.
But kind of a vulgar show.
I've got every one of his episodes.
Huh?
I've got all of his episodes given to me.
Pee-wee Herman was a strange character that found life on Saturday morning television.
As well as highly produced shows.
But you know what? See, right there behind the scenes, look what happened to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe that's what's going to happen to this bachelor. One day...
behind the scenes.
He'll be in a movie theater,
and all of a sudden your TV show is gone.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I don't think that... that always happens, though. How many times do we see famous preachers or famous children's hosts, people who are supposed to be clandestine, and then all of a sudden they're in a perp walk? That happens a lot.
Power corrupts.
Did Pee-wee Herman have a lot of power?
Well, I think there's power in fame.
He was so entertaining, though.
Made him think he could go to a movie theater and do that?
His mind...
I only barely remember it because I was
But see, that's why people are dumb. People are dumb.
You think people cared to know what he did?
The network did, because they canceled that show immediately. And his movies canceled immediately. And for a long time, they didn't show him.
Really?
His movies were so good.
Well, right now.
Dancing on the Bar with those...
Right now. Yeah. Right now, you cannot show The Cosby Show. Most people will not show The Cosby Show.
I can imagine, yes.
Oh, I loved The Cosby Show, too.
Can't we separate the people from what they're playing? I mean, Bill Cosby is not a good man. He's in prison right now. But Cliff Huxtable, that's a good, honorable... And that show had a lot of teaching qualities. Bill Cosby, Picture Pages. I remember watching that when I was younger.
Well, and he had a, didn't Bill Cosby do a cartoon as well? Little Bill?
Fat Albert?
I mean, my kids used to watch Little Bill.
He did a lot of things. So there it is. It's Jekyll and Hyde. It's a weird thing. Pee Wee Herman and Bill Cosby. And there were a lot of people like that who had Jekyll and Hyde personalities. They tried to be so clean. You know, Bill Cosby, his whole stand-up routine, one of the few, no profanity. And yet he was this awful guy who was drugging women.
That's the thing is, I don't... We tend to get very weird about celebrities where we equate the actual person with their character.
And which that's the
isn't,
problem.
Yeah, that isn't the case. These are real human beings with depth of character and, you know, problems and issues. And
Roseanne found that out this year.
Right? So we have to stop thinking that they are their characters.
They are actors.
Yeah. Well, but you just said don't show the Cosby Show. I think you should, because that's not him. That's not Bill Cosby. That's a character.
Did I say don't show it?
I thought so. We'll have to play the tape deck.
I think he said you can't show it.
Can't
right
show
now.
It. Yeah, but you should. You should be able to show it. What does that have to do with Bill Cosby the person?
Well,
anyway, all I'm worried about this weekend is do I have enough peanut butter? Because that's what you do when there's a crisis. You go out and you buy peanut butter.
Is that right?
That's what I've thought.
I wonder how many people realize if we had the worst storm that they're talking about, which
we aren't,
probably won't happen, and their electric went off, what would they do without a microwave?
They wouldn't. Well, they'd have to eat chips and beer.
How many people are buying cans of food they can open?
A lot.
But
a lot.
How do they open them without electric can opener?
I have a regular can opener.
I have a manual, too.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about this is, again, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I think I'm going to bring it up because it happened twice in a row. Now, last week I was telling you about the girl who came in with the wine and the, you know, la-di-das. But this week, another girl came in with a lot of beer. A lot of beer. Young girl. And, you know, strange items. Now,
and the same items?
Pretty much, but a lot more alcohol. And all she was doing was complaining about her boyfriend the whole time. Now she's buying all this alcohol, so maybe, you know.
Maybe he's more pleasant.
Maybe it took a lot more alcohol to get him in the mood.
How much alcohol is on. You know, that's a good question. How does this bachelor, has he ever been drunk?
Who knows?
Why are you asking the people who haven't watched the show?
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying on the show. Because if he was drunk at any time in his 26 years, he might not remember something that happened.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So. I don't really care about the bachelor's and sex life.
Who cares?
I don't want to know.
90% of this things on this show we talk about, I don't care about. But you got to fill an hour. I'm looking for warm bodies for 60 minutes. However we get there, I don't care. But as long as we get to 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, that's fine. That's it. I don't care about any of this stuff. I don't care if they throw Trump out. I don't care if they keep Trump in. I don't care if this guy's a bachelor.
What about Nancy Pelosi?
I don't care about Nancy Pelosi.
You like Nancy.
I don't care about the winter's storm. You can pick the topics next week if you like. I don't care about any of this stuff.
What do you care about?
Not much. I'm a very easy person.
Real? No kidding.
Yes. I don't care. Dorothy Kilgallen. I want to know if she was killed.
He lives by himself, goes to work, comes home, goes back to work.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. When I leave here on Friday, I just like to go and not associate with anybody because all week you're constantly associating with people and talking about things that I could care less about. And then I like to go home on, you know, I mean, honest to God, you host these talk shows, and after a while you're thinking, Jesus, God, I hope they can talk 5 more minutes because I'm bored out of my mind.
Oh, it's a rough
that
life.
That doesn't bode well for our listeners.
No, the listeners, I like the listeners. I'm just saying sometimes these guests that come on are, you don't know who's going to be boring and who's not going to be boring.
And our phone hasn't even.
We're not giving away anything.
Oh.
Wait, I thought we were.
Oh, that's right.
If you can sing the Toys R Us.
That's right. I did, but you guys got all quick into the Trump thing, and you argued.
Oh, my goodness.
You turned everybody off because
you were screaming. Charlie and I don't argue.
You were screaming.
We disagree.
Oh, we'll replay the first 10 minutes of this show.
We disagree.
I had to throw a flag out there because it was getting so bad. Trump did this, blah, 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 blah.
What were those questions you asked when we started?
See, you don't even remember yourself. You don't care.
The Oscar Mayer baloney song.
Oh, yeah,
the Oscar Mayer baloney song.
The Toys R Us.
I do know that Oscar Mayer is trying to find drivers for the Wienermobile.
I wonder if this virgin could get a job driving the Wienermobile around town.
Isn't that one of those things that somehow ends up randomly being on people's bucket lists, like things to do with the Wienermobile? I don't understand the fascination with
things
the Wienermobile. Things
to do with
it's
the Wienermobile.
I mean, driving it or like getting your picture taken with it.
Oh,
for some
I
reason,
don't
I
care.
See those on people's
I
bucket lists.
It was in Marion once.
Oh, boy.
The Wienermobile, and I can't remember where. I can't
Scott
remember
doesn't
when.
Care.
I don't care. What, who cares?
Well, it's an unusual vehicle. And
so
it's
what?
Famous. It's famous.
I don't care. Like, people get all upset when the sirens are going outside, everybody comes out of their house. I don't care.
I saw a guy mowing his lawn underneath a tornado warning sign.
See, you siren. Care. You care. That's the secret to life, to not care.
How many people stop what they're doing and obey the air raid siren?
Air raid siren.
Or air.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Have we had an air raid? I really
what
don't.
What is happening?
I'm going back in time. No,
the tornado
siren. Yeah, tornado siren.
I can't hear it. Where I live, I hear the buzz, but I can't.
Yeah, they are hard to understand.
So I can't understand that. So I don't care.
I always go out and try and see.
Do you
is there anything interesting
see who's
happening?
Running around?
No, but the people do. They chase ambulances. They love when the red lights pull up.
It's exciting.
See, I don't care. See, I'm busy. I'm doing other things. I don't have time for that. I'm busy writing topics for this show, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about for 45 minutes. 45 minutes is a long time.
It is.
Yeah, and we can't stay on Trump because everybody gets too upset. But you're the big Democrat.
Oh, am I?
No, but that's okay. That's not a bad thing. You care. You're involved.
I am involved.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Charlie likes Trump, and that's okay.
That's right. I saw, too, where they did appoint a Democrat to the election board.
Yes, they did. And Carolyn Weston has been installed.
Was her husband in politics, a state representative?
I believe
is
he was in
Randy?
Something, but
Randy
yes.
Weston?
Yes, yes.
We're out of time.
Just like that.
Just see, just when you guys start to get interested.
Yeah.
Why'd you wait till the end? Anyway, hope everybody's safe this weekend.
We didn't even talk about, the fire marshal with the Board of Elections issued a...
The fire marshal?
Yeah, because all the public has been showing up to the Board of Elections meetings.
Oh, and overcrowded?
And they've been packed in there like sardines.
No,
and so the fire marshal had to issue a statement and say, that room can only have 7 people in it at any given time. You have to find another venue for the meeting.
With a grin on his face.
Oh, Lord.
So we had to find a new spot on Wednesday. Yep.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You were there.
I was there.
You care.
Wow.
I can't go to those meetings. I last week I was invited to something on a Friday night, last Friday, and I thought about going, and then I thought, no, I don't want to do it.
I don't always want to do it either.
No, I you know what it is, because when you're around people, they tend to want to talk. And a lot of times they talk about things that I'm just not interested in, and that's why. I went to an event, I told you about the thing. The last public event I went to, I had to talk to a bunch of people for like hours that I just had no interest in at all. And it was like torture.
Wow.
It was. I would never go again. I can't. It's like a black mark in my brain now. So there you go. So everybody stay safe. Stay in your house. Don't drive on the road. And Charlie, you'll be up next giving away stuff.
I think so.
All right. Stay tuned.
107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Don't miss it.
Hi, are you looking for a church that is Bible teaching and Bible believing? I invite you to Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. We were at 209 East Water Street. Our Sunday morning service is at 10:30. We have Sunday school at 9:30 in the morning. Evening service at 6:30, along with youth group at the same time. We do have a midweek service. You can reach us at 740-494-2222 or prospectccf.com. We'd love to have you come and visit and get plugged and see that there's truth for tomorrow and hope in your life. God bless.